Classes will begin August 24th on the Muncie campus. Ball State University Provost Susanna Rivera-Mills says fall break will be canceled and classes will be held on Labor Day.
All of this together would allow us to achieve our goal to provide 13 weeks of on-campus instruction before Thanksgiving break, and then continue with online education to the end of fall semester.
Rivera-Mills says Ball State is planning more online classes than usual for high-risk faculty and students who may not want to return to campus. Evening and weekend classes are possible to help with distancing in buildings. Officials are also planning for classes that may have to be partially quarantined if someone gets sick.
The key to our success will be for our faculty to build courses as high flex, which will allow them to respond to changing circumstances.
And if there's a resurgence of COVID-19 in the state, Rivera-Mills says the school has contingency plans to move online earlier than Thanksgiving. Or if there's a late summer spike in cases, Ball State would start the semester with online-only classes. As for Ball State faculty and staff, they'll begin returning in larger numbers over the summer, but not on a specific date. In June, officials say about 700 people will come back to campus, some part-time. When employees return, the university has steps to encourage physical distancing and cleanliness. And as President Jeffrey Mern says, masks are highly recommended. He says Ball State has ordered 50,000 reusable cloth masks. Students and staff will get 2 per person.
Presently, masks are not required at all times, but when we get to the point when we have a couple thousand faculty or staff and 10,000 or more students on campus, we may make this recommendation more mandatory.
The university is requiring employees to self-certify that they are not sick. It's not requiring people to be tested before they return to campus. Mern says the university is currently negotiating an agreement with a local healthcare provider to provide tests for anyone on campus with symptoms. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.